Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
But I guess it comes down to how bad you really want it. I mean, I could have given up the first time. You know, he said, oh, no, you're not going to get the money. But I kept persisting and persisting, and I ended up getting there in the end.
This is Property Invest Story, where we talk to successful property investors, find out more about their stories, mindset, and strategy. I'm Tyrone Shum, and in this episode, we talk with Jack Henderson, a successful and young property investor with a property portfolio worth over $3 million at only 21 years of age. Keep listening to find out how he was able to overcome the struggle of buying his first property at the age of 18 years old and what he has learned so far in his investment journey. Despite his youth and rural upbringing, Henderson has already found success in property investment.
I'm 21 years old and I grew up in Wilberforce, which is a northwest of Sydney. I'm currently in the earth moving industry and I hold a portfolio with over $3 million. So that's where I stand at this point in time.
Henderson prefers to keep his daily life simple, claiming to only work, exercise and sleep.
So I'd say any given day is pretty similar to most 21-year-olds. I'm up at sort of just after 5 in the morning and getting ready for work. I sort of spend anywhere from 10 to 12 hours at work every day, and then I'm home at the gym and in bed. It's pretty much repeat of 6 days a week.
He loves his job in the earth moving industry despite first entering the field over 5 years ago.
So I've been working since sort of 15 years old when I left school. So it feels pretty normal to me, yeah.
All good. So how did you get into earth moving, for example? That's a very unique type of job to be in.
Yeah, so I was 15 when I left school, and my dad just happened to run an earth moving company in Sydney. So I sort of was pretty fortunate in that way. I walked straight into a job out of school when I didn't have my license or anything like that. So I could go to work with dad. And it was pretty easy in that perspective. But now I've sort of moved on from the company and I'm on doing my own thing with another company. So, yeah, I guess it's a pretty unique career to be in at my age, definitely. I mean, there's not too many people my age I work with. They're sort of all in their mid-30s and above.
Having started off as a labourer at the age of 15, Henderson has managed to climb his way up the ranks and is working as an operator.
So, I mean, you start off as a labourer, most people do anyway, and then I sort of progressed pretty quickly because of my father. I mean, I had a bit of a leg up and I got to do a few things that most people my age don't get to do, and the training side of it was good. And I'm sort of at the top of, I'm an operator at the moment, and I'm sort of in the best machine you could be in at 21 years old, so I've progressed quite quickly.
Henderson's job in the earth moving industry involves various fields, including mining, industrial, and so forth.
I'm in a grader, which is the machine that builds the roads. So, but we do all types. So we do, say, subdivisions, mining, commercial, industrial, anything like that, from really small projects to really large projects worth billions of dollars. So, yeah, it's quite fun.
While Henderson does not see himself working in the earth-moving industry forever, he is happy to receive a stable income to fund his side job as a property investor.
The money, I'd say. The most enjoyable thing. I mean, it funds my lifestyle at the moment and my property investing, which I don't think many other careers at my age would be able to do. So that's, I mean, I do enjoy it. It's not where I want to be, I mean, it's sort of all part of my plan. This is where I want to be until I max my portfolio with the banks and they won't lend me any more money. So I know I'm not missing any opportunities when I move into a new career, which I'm not going to be at the top of, I guess.
Henderson grew up in the quiet town of Wilberforce and attended the local schools there until he eventually graduated after finding enjoyment in his current career.
I grew up in Wilberforce, which is sort of, say, 50 kilometres northwest of Sydney. It's not a very big town or a very interesting town, but that's where I grew up with my family. Interesting facts, I mean, there's not too much interesting about me, I don't think, personally. So it's in the Hawkesbury region, so, I mean, it's past Windsor on the Hawkesbury River there. I mean, it's a beautiful little town. Everyone who comes there comments on how nice it is, but there's not too much to do or see out there. So schooling, I was public schooled. I mean, nothing fancy. I went to Wilberforce Public, and then I went to two high schools, which was Hawkesbury and Windsor. Both very basic schools. I mean, I wasn't the best student in school. School wasn't really for me, but I made the most of it, I guess, what I could.
Despite not doing well in school, Henderson had plenty of work experience before graduating at the age of 15, working at both a takeaway shop and a farm before jumping into the earth moving industry.
I wanted to, but it was the school's choice for me to move on. I mean, I didn't want to be at school. School wasn't for me. That the school sort of assisted me in moving on, I guess.
that's cool. So when you went into your father's business, you mentioned that you're there for a few years and you worked for him. After that,
yeah.
Did you do any type of other jobs, or have you always been in that particular industry the whole time?
I have. I've always, so ever since I've left school, I've been in the earth moving industry. I mean, before school, I worked at the local takeaway shop, and I did a bit of weekend work on a farm and that sort of stuff. But yeah, ever since I left school, I've been in the same career.
Henderson's journey into property investment was inspired by his own growing interest in the field rather than the influence of his parents.
They didn't inspire me to go into property. They had investments, but there was no real inspiration from them. I guess the biggest thing from them, and I'm very grateful for, was you have to work extremely hard to get where you want. So they've had no handouts. There's been no inheritance or anything like that. And they've worked extremely hard to get where they are now. And I guess that's what they passed down to me, was there's no handouts. If you want to get places, you have to work for it.
Definitely.
So that's the influence I've had off them. There was no sort of, you know, get into property and it's going to benefit you in that way.
Henderson does, however, believe that the Australian stigma against youths purchasing their own property propelled his early involvement in the property industry.
There's a stigma in Australia, you know, everyone wants to own their own home. So I guess that's where the interest come from, was it's a pretty spoken about thing. It's always, you know, you should buy your house and all the rest of it. So that's where the interest come from. And then as I delved into it and researched, I found it very interesting and I understood it. And that's where it come from me. I don't know a great deal about shares or anything like that. So property seemed the right fit. And then obviously as I got more and more into it, I started learning and I was learning quite easy. And it just seemed like the fit for me, I guess.
He bought his first property at only 18 years old under the guidance of a longtime property investor, Chris Gray.
So I bought my first property at 18 in the eastern suburbs of Sydney in Coogee. It was a two-bedroom apartment. And I guess that come from going to seminars and YouTube and, you know, social platforms, podcasts, all that sort of stuff. And I happened to fall into a guy called Chris Gray, which I think you've had on the show before. And I went to a few of his seminars and, you know, we got talking. And I loved what he did. I loved the lifestyle he had and the way he'd done it. So there was actually, he did a thing for charity where you could bid and win a lunch with him. So I went on there and I bought that. And yeah, I had the lunch together, got talking, and that's where it all sort of stemmed from. I liked his what he'd done in property and the way he'd done it and what he'd invested in. So I sort of followed his path and went in the blue chip suburb of Coogee. He's an incredible man and he's happened to become a good friend of mine. So I'm very lucky in that sense.
Henderson began his property investment journey at a relatively critical time as well, in the middle of a boom in Sydney's property market.
It was, mate. It was, I mean, yes. So for the last sort of
3 to 4 years. You know, the Sydney market's been incredibly hot, and when I delved into property, it was at its peak, I'd say. So it was moving very quickly. Every week I missed one, the property market was probably moving, you know, 0.5% or something. So it was quite a lot of money.
Yeah, well, I mean, the thing is to get into property, to buy a property in Coogee, I mean, it's easily close to $1 million now. Like, how did you get in back 3 years ago? Because I can't remember the prices back then.
So 3 years ago, I paid $720,000 for a two-bedder in Coogee. I guess now that property will be worth close to $1 million.
Yeah.
So yep. It's had phenomenal growth in those 3 years. But I guess, back then sort of the median was around that sort of $700,000 to $800,000 mark.
Thanks to his savings from the earth moving job, Henderson was able to acquire a substantial loan from the banks for his first property investment.
No, I guess not. But I mean, I'd been working for, say, 3 years, started working when I was 15. At that point, APRA hadn't come in as hard and cracked down on the banks as hard. So they were a bit more lenient with lending. And I happened to get the loan over the line. I mean, I had a good income at an age, at 18. So it was a bit easy. I wasn't an apprentice or anything like that.
Coming up after the break, we'll delve deeper into Jack Henderson's property investment journey as he shares his investment progress after his first property.
So since then, I think the next one, that was the middle of 2015, I bought that.
More on his biggest success moment.
The biggest moment for me was getting that first one. It's a pretty cool feeling, especially at 18 years old.
The struggles of getting real estate agents to take an 18-year-old property investor seriously.
When I first walked in, I don't think he really thought I knew what I was talking about, I guess, or I was even interested in purchasing.
And that's next. I'm Tyrone Shum, and you're listening to Property Invest Story. Are you looking at buying property? Unsure which suburb to choose? Let me share with you an amazing tool. It's called Location Score, and it's the simplest way to decide where to buy profitable property all over Australia. Created by property experts Ben Kingsley, Bryce Holloway, and Jeremy Shepherd. You can check it out at propertyinvestory.com/location score. Also, when you buy through my affiliate link, I'll give you 1 month access to the Property Investory Club, where you can learn from the experts and be part of a private property investing community valued at $99. Visit propertyinvestory.com/location score to claim your special offer. After his first investment property, Henderson went on to purchase two more in the next 2 years.
So since then, I think the next one, that was the middle of 2015, I bought that. And then the end of 2016, I purchased another property, and that was in the eastern suburbs again in Maroubra, a two-bedder there. And then since then, I've just recently secured a third property in Newcastle's beachside suburb of Bar Beach. So, and that was last month I bought that, and I've just settled on it.
Great. So, three properties are totaling worth of how much now?
I'd say just over the $3 million mark. So, the two Sydney properties would be worth $1 million plus, I'd say, and then Bar Beach is worth sort of $750,000 to $800,000.
Having only been investing in property for 3 years, Henderson has not yet run into any major investment problems. He has, however, recently struggled with acquiring loans from the bank.
I sort of haven't had any bad experiences as such. I mean, it's only been 3 years so far, so I don't think, I mean, it might happen down the track, but as of yet, everything's been pretty smooth sailing. The most recent purchase was the most difficult because APRA's so hard on the banks at the moment. Getting the finance was incredibly difficult, and it was a very long process. So I think it was nearly 5 months just to get approved to get the finance. So we went through, I mean, me and my mortgage broker went through every single lender, I think, and ended up coming up with the finance at the end. But it was a very stressful process, yeah. So I think that was the most difficult thing that I've been through so far.
Henderson has learned to be persistent when attempting to acquire loans.
So I didn't actually purchase the property until I was approved for the finance. I mean, if I would have done that, it would have been an absolute disaster. I mean, we went through that many lenders and I just wasn't getting enough funds to purchase the property where I wanted to purchase. And then we happened to come, we didn't go through a big four bank, it was a second tier lender, and we ended up going through Liberty. and I got the money through them, fortunately, but it wasn't an easy process at all. But I guess it comes down to how bad you really want it. I mean, I could have given up the first time. You know, he said, oh, no, you're not going to get the money. But I kept persisting, and I ended up getting there in the end.
He was able to secure his fundings, having already researched and confirmed the amount he needed to invest into his next property.
I knew the area I wanted to buy in, and I knew what properties cost in that area. I mean, in the caliber I wanted to buy. So I sort of knew a figure that I needed, and I went to him and I said, I need this amount. It's really a non-negotiable. And then that's where we went from there. We got the amount I needed, and the rest is history, I guess.
Unfortunately, or fortunately, Henderson has not yet experienced his aha moment in his investment career.
I guess there hasn't been an aha moment as of yet. I mean, property's brought me some amazing things, and I've met some amazing people through property, and I guess down the track it will bring me an aha moment, and it'll bring me a lot of financial success, I hope. But as of yet, there's been no aha moment where I can say, you know what, I've hit the nail on the head sort of thing.
All right, well, what about any success stories then in terms of what you've achieved? Because, I mean, to go from starting where you were to where you are now, that's obviously a huge accomplishment. Like, were there any sort of, points in your journey that you know, okay, this is where I got to go and this is a success that I've got to achieve?
I guess the biggest success for me was purchasing the first property. I mean, when I purchased it, I was very, very happy. I was over the moon. And I mean, if you would have asked me back then, would I have three and a half years' time, I would have said no. So looking back on it, it's pretty amazing to think that I've had bought three already. But the biggest moment for me was getting that first one. It's a pretty cool feeling, especially at 18 years old. It was, pretty cool.
Were you at all nervous when you first walked in to buy that first one?
Definitely, yeah. It was very nerve-wracking, especially in the eastern suburbs of Sydney. I mean, when an 18-year-old kid sort of works into a $750,000 property, real estate agents don't really take you that serious. And that's an issue I was having when I was purchasing that first property. Even the second property, they just don't take you seriously. You know, you're a young kid in their eyes, and, you know, I guess they don't think you have the money or the expertise to sort of go and buy the property. But the agent I bought the first property through, we've actually become really close friends again. He's my property manager. And I guess so. Now he sort of sees I'm the real deal, I guess. When I first walked in, I don't think he really thought I knew what I was talking about, I guess, or I was even interested in purchasing. Because I guess they get a lot of tire kickers and, you know, neighbours and all the rest of it walking through the properties, and a lot of people do waste their time. So I guess when an 18-year-old kid walks through the door, they think I'm another one of them.
Mm-hmm. And how has that changed for you, being able to build that relationship with, say, those real estate agents in that area? What kind of things have turned out for you for that side of things?
It's probably not so much the relationships with the agents, because, you know, I'm not purchasing properties every day, so you don't really build a tight-knit relationship with them. But I guess it's the confidence I've gained now, so I know what I'm talking about when I walk into properties, and I know, you know, when agents are talking shit sort of thing. So you can sort of, you know, weave your way through that. But building relationships with agents, I guess, when you're only purchasing one a year and you're purchasing in different areas, is sort of a hard thing to do, I guess.
Henderson advises young investors like himself to keep working hard in their current careers in order to eventually secure a loan and save the deposit for their first investment property.
Well, I guess the biggest thing is just work and work and work. I mean, a lot of people, you know, my age want to go to Europe, and, you know, they want the fancy car and, you know, the nice watch and all the rest of it. But I guess it comes down to your priorities, and if you really want a property that bad, you know, you make sacrifice and you'll put the Europe trip off the next year, and you'll, you know, you won't go out on the Saturday night and spend $400 or $500, you know, on a night out. And I guess I just read an article in the last few days about APRA have taken the restrictions off the banks. So I guess now's a great time to start thinking about it and getting into it, because the last couple of years have been very difficult to get the finance. So now APRA's sort of taking the restrictions off and are a bit more lenient, I think it'll be a lot easier to secure finance and get that first property.
Henderson was prompted to invest in Sydney properties after receiving advice from Chris Gray.
So I guess the influence that put me into those suburbs was Chris. That's where he invested, and that's where he's gotten his lifestyle from is investing in blue chip properties, you know, 5 to 15 Ks from CBDs. There's a high demand for those properties. There's a line, you know, 100 metres down the street in summer to rent them. And, you know, you've got people with high disposable incomes who live in those areas who pay premium rents. So I guess that's what sort of influenced me to go there. I could have bought somewhere cheaper and probably still had great results, but I guess that's what worked for me. And yeah, that's sort of why I did it.
And for young investors struggling to save for a deposit, Henderson encourages them to seek advice from intelligent mortgage brokers and to persist in investing in property, as it is easier than they believe it to be.
You can still get 5% loans. I mean, it's not easy, but they're still out there. If you go to the right mortgage broker that's intelligent and knows his way around the marketplace, you'll get the 5% loans. And now, I mean, you can't buy as an investment, but now the government have brought in this, you know, stamp duty exemption on purchases under $650,000. So you can purchase a property for under $650,000 and would say a 5% deposit. So you need, say, what, $30,000 to $35,000 to get into your first property. You don't pay stamp duty. And so I don't think it's a very hard feat. People make it seem a lot harder than what it is. And a lot of people, I think, fear paying lender's mortgage insurance because I think it's such a large cost. But if it takes you, say, another a year to save up another $20,000 or $30,000 or longer, the property market's going to move faster than that anyway. So you're costing yourself money.
So, inspired by his story, we'll keep the conversation going in a future episode on Property Investory Podcast, where we'll talk to Henderson about first-time investors seeking advice from investment advisors.
You need to know what the price point is. So when you go into that property and you talk to the agent, you can be confident and know what you're talking about.
His future career plans.
Well, I want to move into becoming a buyer's agent. So that's a massive step I want to take.
How he managed to come so far in the industry despite being only 21 years old.
I believe in the property industry, you need to be constantly on, you know, on the game and reading and learning and keeping up with everything.
And that's next time in a future episode on Property Investory Podcast. Also, are you looking at buying property in 2018? Would you like expert tips and advice on the best ways you can purchase property? Whether you're a new or experienced investor, learn from the experts by downloading the Property Investment Buying Handbook. It contains the best tips and advice from 37 of Australia's leading property experts. Simply visit propertyinveststory.com and subscribe to get your copy right now. Thanks for listening.